Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Thank God for you, Crossroads. God's given me a lot, but I just want to, tonight as we close, I want to pray for you. I want to pronounce the blessing of God on you as we go into this season. Joshua, the third chapter. I'm going to do a little more reading than I did this morning. And during the hour of power. Beginning at verse number 1. Joshua 3, verse number 1. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, when the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Theologian says that's approximately 10 football fields. He says, so you're going to need some good eyes. He says, about 2,000 cubits by measure, do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. I'm going to say it again. This spirit of familiarity, this is not that. This is not that. You have not passed this way before. Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Drop down to verse number 15. And those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water. For the Jordan, let me say this. I couldn't get past. For the Jordan overflows. I told you it's not going to even be close. I say, for the Jordan, what you about to cross over, overflow. Oh, oh my God, you can't miss it. You got to be blind to miss this miracle. Yeah, you ain't got to try to push up in the line. You ain't got to cut the line. It's good everywhere you go. Overflows all his banks. I'm going to let y'all see like that. I'm going to see if anybody in the revelation today. I said all the banks. You ain't got enough accounts. They're not ready for this. I know everybody going to get this. That's all right. But God said it's going to flow. Oh, I'm reading the Bible now. He says all his banks all the time of harvest. Somebody say it's harvest time. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been sowing, but it's harvest time. And whenever it's harvest time, every place you put your feet on, it's going to be an overflow. Go down to verse number 17. Then the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel cross over on dry ground until the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Oh, my God. The Bible says, and all Israel. Is Israel here tonight? I say, is the church in the building tonight? I'm not talking about folk who just on the roll. I'm talking about Israel. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I say, is Israel in here tonight? I need some Abraham seeds to shout in here tonight. Because if you're part of Israel, tell your neighbor, you're about to cross over. Tonight, I want to tag this text, very simple title, Crossover People. Ask your neighbor, say, are you crossover people? Everybody ain't got no crossover in them. So I want to talk tonight. Since you ain't going nowhere, you just came to church just to come to church, but I'm going to talk tonight to the crossover people, those people who are going into the promised land. God said, I need you to go talk to my all those folk that's going to meet me over there. I got something to tell you. Crossover people. Father God, I thank you tonight for this opportunity to share this word and this revelation with the people of God. God, I'm asking you tonight, God, as I've stood before your throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and grace to help in my time of need. God, I thank you tonight that you would think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. God, it's my heart's desire, God, that your people cross over this time. That it won't be religion and routine, God. That they will actually, God, experience the greatness of your glory. God, I pray this year that your kingdom does come and your will is done in the life of every person under the sound of my voice on tonight. God, give them grace, God. Give them your speed tonight, God, to cross over into your promised land. Thank you for it now. We believe it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before you take a seat, look at your neighbor and say, I'm changing places this year. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the house of God. Every person in this room tonight under the sound of my voice has something called a divine destiny. I know that because the Bible says you do. Jeremiah 29:11, you can put it up. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not evil. Plans to give you hope and a future. Say it again. God said, I got a plan for you. I don't know if you want it, but this plan I got for you is to give you hope and a future. But even though God has a plan for your life, if you don't know the plan, you won't be able to receive the destiny that God has for you. And the Bible stands true when it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. These people who now, for over four decades, have been wandering in the wilderness. They have now gone through and experienced 40 New Year Eve celebrations. Just because you come to church on New Year Eve does not mean you're going into your promised land. They've been wandering now for a whole long time. So much so that over 3 million of them have passed away. The children of Israel, the descendants of Korah, are all dead now. Only ones that remain are those babies, those desert babies. Theologians refer to them as the Joshua generation. Moses, his servant, is now dead. History has now shifted. Leadership has now changed. For long, they were following leadership that could get them out, but never able to get them in. And it's sad, but it's true. We're in a place in the nation now that we're following leadership that gloats about getting us out, but nobody can get us in. This is the smartest generation that ever walked the earth, ever learning, but not able to bring us into the knowledge of the truth. See, getting into where God has to get you is not by might. See, this is where we get frustrated at, because we're smart, we're intelligent, we're accomplished, we have eye acumen, and with all your smarts and all your intelligence, with all your degrees, you're not going anywhere, because education can't get you into God places. Because if your education can get you into your promised land, you would need God. But God said, now I finally got the right folk. Now I got me some babies. People who are willing to listen. He says, see, you can't get the kingdom of God unless you come to him like a child. God, I'm telling all y'all smart folk that can know more than me. I need somebody who say, Lord, here am I. Send me. God, I don't know what to do, God. I don't know where to go, God. Lead me and I will follow. Follow wherever you lead, God. So I got them now. We ready now. I got some babies now. I got some children of God. I got some sheep that need a shepherd. Hey, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord God, your shepherd, has showed up on the bank now. The shepherd is in the house. And when you see the shepherd moving, he says, just follow your shepherd. He says, when I hit the water, when my feet hit the water, things are going to start shifting. And I don't need you to question my coordinates. I just need you to follow my instructions. Hey, God, these people now are on the banks of a blessing. They are now positioned right across from their promised land. They can see it, but they can't touch it yet. And the Bible says for 3 days, they had to sit there and look at it. For 3 days, they had to be still. Oh, God. I know I'm God. I'm training you now. I'm disciplining you now. I need to know you can follow instructions, because when I give you good, I can't be having you acting a fool now. Where I'm about to take you now, you can't get over there and lose your mind. So I'm going to have you to sit for a minute and wait on the Lord and be of a good courage, because I'm about to take you into your promised land. And at this time of crossover, they had to cross over a place that's necessary, called the Jordan River. This is not the Red Sea. I said, this is not the Red Sea. Red Sea represents salvation. That's what I brought you out. But the Jordan represents crucifixion. Because now I'm going to bring you in. Because to get in, you got to die. You got to be crucified first to get in this lane. You got to put some things to death before you get it. No, see, we want to get in this thing with all our carnality and all of our flesh. And no, sir, you can't come in here living.
If Jesus had to die, you had to die. He said, in my day, I'll be like the light and the light upon the cloud. But first, I must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. This is the part that nobody likes. We don't like to cross Jordan. But you can't come in no other way. If you're coming in any other way, the Bible says you're a thief in the rock. To come into this place, you got to come in right. You got to come in holy. You got to come in clean. Glory to God. No. This is the checkpoint. You can't walk by the airport. I'm going to come in the back door. No, you got to come through this checkpoint right here. So if there's anything on you that ain't supposed to be on you, you better get ready before you come through this gate right here. When you come through this door right here, you got to be holy. Y'all ain't hearing me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to go in the promised land, and you think you can hold on to some things, but say, no, if you're going into Jordan, now I want you to make sure you got everything out your pocket you're supposed to have. I need you to get everything out your heart that ain't supposed to be there. You got any relationships that you connected to? You better make sure. Do you have any cell phones, a computer, laptop? Put it on the counter. Because you got to be clean, and you got to be holy. If you want to see Jesus, for the Bible says only the pure in heart is going to see God. We want to talk about promised land, but you got to have the right credentials. Hallelujah. Where your ID at? I got to check your ID. Make sure you who you say you are. Is your name written? Hold on, I'm sorry, sir. I can't find your name on the tablet. I know you might have came a long way to get here, but you can't get here unless your name. Just because you're a member of the church don't mean you're going to cross over Jordan. It's 3 years he let him look and watch. But then he's in to get yourself together. But when I say get ready to go, you better make sure everything's in order. I'm going to give you 3 days to get everything together. You got somebody you need to forgive, somebody you need to say, I'm sorry. You have to get it together because before when we get ready to go, you got to have it. You got to be right. Y'all ain't hear me. I'm gonna make it plain a little clothes. He says that now you're in the place now for that new opportunity you've been asking God for. Now you're about to come into your new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, but you have not passed this way before. You've never been into an experience that you're about to experience now. But to cross over, you got to come out. To go in. What do you mean, Pastor? You got to come out of your comfort zone now. You got to come out of living safe now. Because we're doing it big over here. Oh, okay, I'm going to say that. Okay, I said, you can't be stingy and going to the Canaan. We're doing it big over here. You didn't see the grapes? I brought the grapes. See the grapes? Ain't nothing small over here. Everything is oversized. Come on now. No. Everything meg over here. You ain't no want your everything meg over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's flowing over here, baby. You ain't got to fight for land. It's plenty room on the top of the mountain. God says that it's time to cross over to the other side. There are times in our life that call upon us all to cross over. There are times in our life as a believer that we are all called to be crossover people, to leave our comfort zone. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to leave something, to cleave to something. If you're going to make strides in this kingdom, all of us are going to have a crossover moment in your lives where you got to step out on faith and cross over. There's some Bible examples. If you write these down right quick, won't take but a minute. There's some people in the Bible who had to cross over. In the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 through 52. There was a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus.
He had to cross over. He had to cross over from blindness to sight. He had to step out on faith and go to the other side. There was a man in the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 to 19, the outcast, not the group, but the 10 lepers. They had to cross over. When they saw Jesus coming, we can't stay here no more. I said, when I saw Jesus coming, he said, you got to follow the ark. Whenever you see Jesus coming, he said, if you want to cross over, just follow the ark. Because he's about to take you, y'all ain't hearing me. There's somebody here today say, Lord, I know what you're talking about. Because when I saw Jesus, I crossed over. I was in my sin. And one day I was in service. One day he came into the service. And I crossed over, and he took me to the other side. There was some, there, in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 25 through 34, there was a sick woman with an issue of blood who refused to die and crossed over to complete wholeness in her body. That's somebody sick this year. You ain't going to be sick next year. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbors, get to you where you got to go. You got to cross over. Hallelujah. You can't see, you're still trying to medicate it. You're still trying to keep it. Glory to God. God said, I don't need you to medicate it. I need you to cross over. I need you to go to the other side. Hallelujah. I need you to be the heel protecting your health. I don't need you to keep paying bills. I need you to cross over from being in debt to be debt free. I need you to cross over. It's time for us to start hanging out in the wilderness. Going around in circles. Book of Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 21 through 43. There was a leader of the synagogue by the name of Jairus who crossed over. He crossed over from a death sentence that was given to his child to receive resurrection power that raised her from the dead. He crossed over because he made a decision. I'm not going to cave in to the troubles of this life. I'm not going to give in to the world's report. They say, don't bother the master no more. You can stay there. He said, don't bother the master. Stay right where you are. Your daughter is dead. He could have stayed there bound by grief and sorrow. But Jesus saw him. He said, don't fear not. You're about to cross over. Don't you let the devil take over you. You about to cross over. Fear not, only believe. If you're going to cross over into 24, you got to, I don't care what the devil tries to do to you, only believe. And tell that devil, I'm going to the other side. She will live and not die. Tell him, I'm crossing over. I'm coming out of this year. I refuse to stay where I am. I'm about to take my journey and go to the other side. This new year affords us another opportunity as we stand on the brink of this new year, filled with anticipation and challenge. Only God knows what the future holds, but our possibilities are limitless. I'm going to say that again. But the possibilities are limitless. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible. Glory to God. The sky is the limit. But what are you willing to do this year to be a part of your destiny? Joshua, though he is dead now, still speaks to us today and challenges us to enter the new year in the same way he led the people of God to their new beginning. I said I won't finish this message, but there are 5 points in these next few weeks I'm going to teach from. As we enter this new year, we should do so by, number one, being flexible. If you're going to cross over, you've got to, say it again, be flexible. Don't be afraid to change. Secondly, if you're going to cross over, you're going to be crossover people, you must be focused. You must be focused. You must follow Jesus this year at all costs. This has to be a year that you don't allow anything to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, attend unto my word, incline unto my saying. This has got to be a year of laser focus if you're going to cross over. Third thing Joshua teaches us in this text is not only that you have to be flexible or you have to be focused, but number thirdly, you must be faithful. You must have a pure mind, pure motives, and pure morals. You got to be faithful to God if you're going to cross over. Got to be flexible. Got to be focused. Got to be faithful. Number four, if you're going to cross over, you've got to be futuristic. If you're going to cross over, you got to get out your past. It's very simple, Jared. If you're going to cross over, you got to believe in tomorrow. I don't care how many times you messed up before. God is in your future, not your past. Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching forth to those things which are behind. We're going to press this year. Tell them, I still believe in tomorrow. Some of y'all still talking about what you did in 1943. It's time to come up out of 43. This is why they died in the wilderness, because they didn't believe in tomorrow. The Bible says, he says, I'm about to do new wonders. Tomorrow, I'm about to do new wonders. You're crying over spilt milk. Them eggs already scrambled. You got to be futuristic if you're going to cross over. The best is yet to come. And many people have been disappointed so long that they don't believe tomorrow is going to be good. We're going to talk about it this week. Number one, you got to be what? Flexible. Number two, you got to be what? Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Number three, I need you to be. Hallelujah. It's a good class here. Pure mind. Pure motives. Pure morals. Number four, you got to be. Come on now. Come on, Odyssey 2000, folk. You got to be futuristic. You got to get your faith back in tomorrow. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. It's going to be better later. And above all, this is the biggie right here. If you're going to move into your promised land, if you're going to cross over, this is the big one here, you got to be fearless. We ain't taking no chumps with us. Katie didn't hear what I said. If you're going to cross over, see all these scaredy folks? Stay on the boat.
But if you, or those are crossing over, we may have to get out of the boat and walk on water. You got to be fearless. See, you got to remember who their leader was. I know he was an old man at the time, but you got to know who their leader was. His name was Joshua. Joshua went through management training. And Joshua won. And he had this course two times called courage. He said, if you're going to cross over to this place, I'm getting you ready, son, because I'm about to take you where Moses never went. But to go into your promised land, you got to be strong. Put up Joshua 1. Joshua 1. This is why I am committing myself to consecration. This fast, the fast we're going on, we're going to have everything rudimentary, but everybody ain't going to get it this year. But it ain't going to stop some of us from getting in this year. Because I've got to get myself positioned to go in. Joshua 1, he says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, verse 2, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place the soles of your foot trod. Every place. I know you might not be ready for this, but in your promised land, you own that. He's not sending you to somebody else's property. He's sending you to yours. You ain't, he said, I'm not a thief or a robber, but wherever your foot dropped this year, God said it's yours. See, you're not, Eric, I got to get this last point in because a lot of folks are already scared. You're already nervous. Glory to God. We're not walking in trying to participate. We're walking in trying to dominate because he said, have dominion. We're having, oh, y'all, this is going to be a year of dominion. Yes, I want the bank. See, okay, see, I know everybody going to get this, but we're crossing over. He says, that have I given. Not going to give to you. I've already given to you. Now I need you to go possess it. How many know God is, all of you sick folk here today, he's already given you your healing. But we want to be like those people who don't cross over. We say, Lord, when you open up the sea, then I'll walk through. We want God to go ahead and move, then we move. No, when you move, he moves. Y'all ain't hear me. He said, no. He said, I told you every place the soles of your feet trod. He said, no, the water ain't going to do nothing until your feet hit it. But when your feet of faith hit that water this year, stuff's going to start moving out of your way. Hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to come on that territory because you're coming in dominion and authority. He said, as I have said unto Moses, verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. I know I'm scared somebody. Going to keep reading. Come on. There shall, oh, y'all not ready for this. He says, and come on, there shall not any man be able to stand. Come on now. You ain't got to fight it, but you got to face it, baby. You got to stand, and having done all the stand. Stand, because why? Because no man will be able to stand before thee all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So, oh my God, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake. I've been talking to somebody that you've been disappointed in the past. Forget that mess. Tomorrow, I'm not going to fail you. I don't care how many times they tried to break down. I don't care how many times it didn't go through. God Lord, for say verse 6. Come on, man. Be strong. Oh, here we go. He said, but the only thing, the only condition to get all this year, to cross over, to be crossover people, I got you to be strong and have a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their father to give them. Verse 7, let's go back again. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law. So when I give you these instructions, you're going to have to be a person of strong integrity. It's going to take some, because the enemy going to run at you, baby. He's going to run at you. He's going to bark loud. But I need you to stand with me now. I need you to stand on this word. When the doctor tell you, you ain't going to make it. The devil is a liar. I'm going to live and not die. Come on now. I need you to be strong this year. Commanded, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go. Two more verses. Verse 8. He says, now this book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make that way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good sense. My last verse. But he finished. Have I not commanded thee? To be strong and of a good courage. Here we go. And I want y'all to say it because I already know it. And be not afraid. If you're going to be crossover people, you're going to be people that go to the other side, you got to be fearless this year. The only way you're going to be fearless, not because you think that way, you got to get God's word in you this year. Because perfect love casts out all fear, for fear is torment. And that means you have not been made perfect in the word. You got to meditate on that word this year. I can do all things through Christ. That's true. I can do all things. I don't care what they say. If God be for me, who can be against me? 1,000 can fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but none shall come nigh my dwelling. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No life, no death, no angels, no principality, no powers, no thing present, no thing to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature is going to get in my way and stop me this year. Move, get out the way. I'm coming. Move, get out the way. Neither be thou the same, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Whithersoever thou goest, this is the leader. He said, now you go back and tell them people, be fearless. Whatsoever thing you desire this year, believe that you receive it, and you will have it. Well, Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.